Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Motivation. I'm Mike Slater. Thanks for being here. We're talking about the Beatitudes. Well, we're actually talking about the first of the eight Beatitudes in Matthew 5, Sermon on the Mount. This is from Jesus. We got to get a handle on the first one before we could tackle the others. And the first one is, blessed are the poor in spirit. What does that mean? We gave an intro to it yesterday. If you missed yesterday, just skip back one and come back and join us here. We designed these so that they build on each other. But before we get to what it means to be poor in spirit, we need to talk about what it does not mean. Four things that being poor in spirit does not mean. Number one, it does not say, blessed are the poor. This is not about money or lack of money. It's poor in spirit. So people without money are not somehow more spiritual or necessarily more spiritual. This has nothing to do with money. Second thing, it's not. This is not about over-exaggerating your humbleness. Poor, blessed are the poor in spirit is not, look how humble I am. I'm probably the most humble person in the world. That negates the whole point. If you go out of your way to show everyone how humble and poor in spirit you are, then you're not. You're just drawing attention to yourself about how righteous you are, and that's not the point. Third thing that poor in spirit is not, does not mean that you have to give up everything in your life and become a monk and give up on all your responsibilities of your life. And all the rest. You don't have to be Amish to be poor in spirit. And number four, to be poor in spirit does not mean to be weak or cowardly. That's a interesting instinct that people have, to be poor in spirit. If we end up doing all the Beatitudes, which I don't know, maybe we will, we'll get to blessed are the meek. And people think that meek means weak, because it rhymes. But they're not, just because words rhyme doesn't mean they're the same. But I can almost understand that one a little more. But still, there's this poor in spirit, and people think that's like, oh, I'm going to be poor in spirit. I'm just going to be over here as a frightened little child. Oh, look how poor in spirit I'm being. Don't mind me over here, just this is me being poor in spirit. That's not what it is either. Poor in spirit doesn't mean shy. And it doesn't mean weak. And it doesn't mean cowardly. It's not it. So before we proceed, let's put those ideas to death. It doesn't mean you have to be poor. Doesn't mean you have to show everyone how super awesomely humble you are. It doesn't mean you got to give up on life. And it doesn't mean you need to be a coward or shy. So what does it mean? What does it mean to be poor in spirit? I'll tell you tomorrow, but I don't like super cliffhangers like this. So I'll leave you with something to think about. Are you poor in spirit? It's like, I don't even know what it is. What do you mean? I don't know. Answer, just as from what we all understand right now. Would you consider yourself poor in spirit?
What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are and it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.